Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The European Parliament today adopted a resolution condemning Hamas's terrorist attacks and recognises Israel's right to defend itself in compliance with international humanitarian law. There were 500 votes in favour, 21 against and 24 abstentions. Four of the votes against were by Irish MEPs Chris McManus of Sinn Féin, Mick Wallace, Luke Ming-Flanagan and Claire Daly, and we're joined now by Claire Daly MEP and also by Billy Kelleher MEP, who voted in favour. Claire Daly, I might come to yourself. So you voted against. Can you explain to us why?
We think that it really is a very dangerous statement on behalf of the Parliament. It's using language of terrorism in relation to Hamas, which is fine, but Israel's actions are portrayed as being a legitimate response. And in the context of what we've seen of the open declaration of a violation of international law, the massacre of innocent Palestinian civilians, which is getting no mention in this text at all, we felt it was completely one-sided. The resolution is silent in relation to Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people. It doesn't take into account the historical context of the 75 years of occupation and so on. It didn't allow us to express sympathy with those under occupation and their right to self-determination. In fairness, I think it's a further, I suppose, wound inflicted upon people of Palestine, looking at the reaction of the European Union to what has gone on in the last 2 weeks. This motion adds insult to injury on top of Ursula von der Leyen visiting Israel, standing shoulder to shoulder with Netanyahu. We had some very strong amendments put in condemning her actions, calling her to account. All of them were voted down. And I think, sadly, this is putting us on the wrong side of history. It's putting us outside international law. And I think it's really, really regrettable.
Did you object to, as part of this resolution, calling Hamas terrorists, or did you have an objection to that?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Hamas are a radical Islamic organization, but I think they're being used in this debate. While we have full sympathy with the innocent civilians of Israel, the Hamas issue is being used in some ways as a diversion. I mean, we know very well as Irish people the persecution faced by Palestinians in the West Bank, for example, where Hamas doesn't exist. Israel has operated like an apartheid state. It has been classified as such. It's violated the rights of Palestinians. And if you like, a focus on Hamas is just a distraction from that, because while it's very right and proper to stand with the victims of Hamas, we have to equally condemn, and more so probably because Israel is a state, it's bound by international law and it has failed in its duty to uphold international law and validate the rights of the people it is occupying, because they are the occupying power. We have so badly failed them. It's appalling. I'm still quite shocked and reeling from it. I would say as well, which I found deeply offensive, that the Parliament voted to change the word and remove the call for a ceasefire and replace it with the idea of a humanitarian break for aid. Now, come on, that's like saying, can we stop the fighting for a little bit? We'll give out a bit of water and a few sandwiches and then we can go back to the fighting. That's
all right.
Appalling,
I want to bring in,
as far as I'm concerned.
I want to bring in Billy Kelleher and some of the points you've raised. And first, Billy Kelleher, on this idea that there was condemnation for Hamas, but no condemnation for Israel's actions or call for restraint.
Well, I'd like to have seen the resolution go further too in many areas, but we live in the real world of democracy, and in the European Parliament, it wouldn't have been possible to get some elements of that through. The most immediate issue that I was concerned about was to try and get a humanitarian pause to make sure that we could at least condemn any further attacks on people in Gaza, bearing in mind there's a million plus who are cowered up against the fences of Egypt and South Gaza at the moment with nowhere to go, and people trying to get a minimum amount of humanitarian aid into them. So the immediate issue was to get a pause. I wish it had called for a ceasefire, and we were pushing for that. But the fact of the matter is, we would have had no resolution if people insisted on the ceasefire being included in the resolution. It wouldn't have passed, and that would have been dead.
Okay, so whatever about a ceasefire, and I do want to get onto that in a second. I do want to get onto the idea of a ceasefire in a second, but just in relation to Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people to date, the fact that Israel has imposed a siege on Gaza, which is contrary to international law, should that not have been recognised if you were also recognising the terrorist attacks of Hamas?
Yes, it should have been, but it wasn't. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, sometimes perfection is the enemy of action. And we have a resolution through the parliament that would insist on at least a pause to allow humanitarian aid and for people to go into jail to assess what is happening in Gaza and for us to assist the Palestinian people at the moment. That was the key issue. And we have to bear in mind there was condemnation of Hamas, and rightly so. Hamas killed 1,500 innocent civilians on the 7th of October. They
sure,
are
and
a
there doesn't seem to be any. Claire Daly doesn't seem to have any argument on that point.
Yes,
I want to go back to Claire Daly.
Billy is not an innocent bystander in this. There were amendments down, calling for Israel to be held to account. And you have the right, as every 705 MEPs had, to vote for or against them. Now, I don't know what way you voted, but I'm pretty sure you probably didn't vote for them.
You should track the record before you insinuate a person voted.
Well, why didn't you answer the question when you're asked then and said, I voted against that because
There was many amendments tabled and I didn't vote along any particular line. I voted in accordance with what I believed were appropriate amendments at certain times. I didn't follow the
So can you tell us, Billy Keller, which amendments did you vote for? Did you vote for those ones that condemned Israel's treatment of Palestine?
Yes, we did. We did vote for amendments that were critical of Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people. So I mean, the idea that we try to make a political football out of this, I've utterly condemned and will continue to do so. But the issue here is the condemnation of Hamas is one thing. I've also called for there to be restraint and for Israel to act in accordance with international law. That is its obligation.
So that's what you've called for personally, but you're saying, just to be clear in your position, that's what you're calling for personally in your position as a Fianna Fáil MEP, but you approved this resolution or signed this resolution today on the basis of practicality, basically, is what you're saying.
Left the parliament today without any resolution otherwise. And I mean, the idea that we'd all go home and pack our suitcases here in Strasbourg and not have some condemnation, at least calling for a humanitarian pause for a number of days for us to get in to assess, to see the impact that this is having on citizens and civilians in Gaza.
All right. It would be unconscionable
for us not to do something.
The point is that we didn't condemn it. I mean, the issue here is why do Palestinians and people in Gaza need humanitarian aid? Is it because there was an earthquake? No, it's because they have been put under siege, their water, electricity, fuel, everything barricaded in there in complete violation of international law. And we in the parliament couldn't even name that. We couldn't even say who was responsible for that. I think that's appalling. And I found, and we've had huge contact from people in Ireland over the last few days. Irish people are shocked because loads of them thought that the European Union was progressive, that it stood for values, for decency. And they've seen the Commission President go stand shoulder to shoulder with Netanyahu.
Yeah. And there has been an awful lot of criticism. Yeah, and there has been an awful lot of criticism of Ursula von der Leyen and the position that she's taken since the outset in relation to this conflict. But just to Billy Kelleher's point, that if you didn't reach some resolution today, he's saying what he is personally in favour of as a Fianna Fáil representative in Brussels, what he would have liked to see. But he's also saying practically we needed to get something on the table, and practically right now what the Palestinians need is humanitarian aid. So is it not better to get that across the line as a first step?
They will get it when the US gives the nod to allow them to get it. That's the sad reality. It won't be because of anything in this parliament. Instead, we have insulted Palestinians, people who've lost their family, by basically saying that this is a conflict nearly that the Palestinians caused by themselves.
The immediate issue is the humanitarian issue. I mean, we could be talking about what has happened and what happened in the 1948 and 67. The reality is we needed to get something. The parliament had to pass a resolution. There would have been no resolution passed if we didn't support the idea of including a humanitarian pause.
And would that not, Billy Keller, have been an accurate reflection? Would that not, if there was no resolution passed, would that not have been an accurate reflection, really, of where the EU is on this, which is that it is split, very badly split?
the accurate reflection is what the Parliament voted for today, and the Parliament voted for a humanitarian pause. I wish it had gone further. It didn't. I supported some amendments.
But does that resolution that was passed represent your views?
But it represents my views to the nearest I can get it to, because I'm one person. I mean, I would have supported a ceasefire. I would have called for stronger condemnation. I voted for some of those amendments. They did simply not get through. So the idea that because I didn't get my full way, that we were going to have no suggestion of humanitarian aid being delivered to Gaza, that a humanitarian pause would take place, simply would be unconscionable. I was not going to pack my bags of a Thursday in Strasbourg, head away home for the weekend, and allow a situation where the Parliament at least would have, the very least, condemned and called
And Claire
for
Daly, that's what politics is all about, isn't it? It's about compromise and trying to get something. You don't always get exactly what you want. In fact, most of the time you don't.
Absolutely. And in fairness, if you look at the record, the amendments tabled by myself and Mick Wallace probably exceeded those of anybody else. We have tried our best over the past 2 weeks to call the Parliament's president to account, the commissioner to account, to try and follow procedures and so on. We have played, if you like, by those rules. But the fact of the matter is that the European Parliament has passed a resolution with the votes of many Irish people, which is silent on Israel's complicity as the root cause of the problems being experienced by people in Gaza. It had no material impact on aid or anything like that. But we have sent a message to Israel. That Europe stands with you. We don't mind what you do as long as you violate international law. Keep doing it.
Claire, you're suggesting that we should have passed no resolution and just gone home and said nothing as a parliament. Be absolutely...
That would have been better than a motion which allows Israel off the hook. Yeah, because I think in motion saying that Israel is not culpable for this is actually worse than no motion. Because everybody in Ireland knows that they are, and we have a responsibility in that regard. And I am so glad that Ireland has unanimity still in foreign policy, which I know some people want to change, that we can have a voice at the Council to stand up for international law, for neutrality, and these issues which are so important to Irish people.
Claire, but your international law doesn't travel across the globe. Your international law doesn't travel when it comes to Russia invading Ukraine.
Of course it does. Well, I completely condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. What are you talking about? And the record shows I have condemned every single vote we have voted to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The fact that I don't agree with sending arms into a conflict zone and prefer to argue for a diplomatic resolution there in Russia and Ukraine, as I do in Israel-Palestine, is not in violation of international law. It's actually upholding international law.
Well, my understanding of the vote, and Claire Daly, perhaps you can clarify things, because my understanding of what happened was that you did vote against an overall European Parliament resolution condemning Russian aggression against Ukraine and demanding Vladimir Putin pull his troops out.
We voted for the parts that condemned Russia. We voted for them. Absolutely, we voted, to condemn Russia for its invasion. We voted to support the territorial integrity of Ukraine, but I voted against absolutely sending arms into a conflict zone and sanctions which only hurt the people of Europe and haven't hurted the Russian economy at all. I think, sadly, 18 months into the conflict, we have been vilified in that our position has been absolutely upheld, sadly, and it's the Ukrainian people who've paid the cost for that.
All right. Claire Daly, thank you for joining me, and Billy Kelleher, thank you also. I appreciate your time.